Well, Dan, we got a very, very special guest with some interesting information for us this morning.
Brad, so happy to have in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, Bob Ruffalo of Impact Branding and Design. Bob, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Say, and Robert, what is Impact Live all about?
Yeah, we are super excited. So Impact Live is an event that we're holding in Hartford on August 1st and August 2nd. It's specifically for marketing leaders. And we've worked with marketing leaders for, you know, the past 8 years, inside Connecticut, outside Connecticut. And we see that they have some common challenges that they're trying to overcome. They're trying to create breakthroughs. And what we're doing here with Impact Live for the first time, we're really excited, is we're bringing everybody together, bringing them all into Hartford, and we're just putting together just an amazing two-day event. We have some phenomenal speakers. We're going to have a lot of opportunities for people to meet so they can start co-working on their issues together. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. So we are super excited. It's been a project that we've been working on all year, and it's right around the corner, so we're pumped, man.
Why Hartford?
Well, we picked Hartford, so obviously it's our hometown. So we're actually in Wallingford, Connecticut, but we wanted to do something here in Connecticut. And honestly, I don't know if Connecticut has any events like this. There are a lot of businesses here. As you know, Connecticut's starting to become very entrepreneurial, and there's a lot of people starting businesses and trying to grow businesses here in the state. And I haven't seen any programs anywhere near what we're putting together in this state. So we think there's a giant opportunity, and we think that people are going to love it and be really excited.
Bob, define market leaders. Give us some examples.
Yeah, you know, we like to use that term, you know, marketing leaders. It's the person that's in charge of growing the organization. So it could be the marketing leader, it could be the sales leader. But it's the person that ultimately, if the company is not growing, the finger gets pointed at them, right? And there's a lot of pressure on them. Typically, they've been our clients as we've been agency for many years, but now we're starting to find other ways to serve them. There's a lot of pressure on that individual to grow that organization. So if we can bring them together to co-support each other and start building that network so they don't feel like they're an island of their own, we can bring in people. You know, some of the speakers we have this event, we have the guys that built the company HubSpot. So Mark Roberge and Mike Volpe were head of sales and head of marketing for HubSpot. We have people like David Merriman Scott, who wrote the book, The New Rules of Marketing and PR. Marcus Sheridan, Tara Robertson, Pika Buddha, our lineup is really stacked. But if we can get these people that are in charge of growing the organization interacting with some of these amazing thought leaders and the people that have done it before, we feel they're going to feel a lot more comfortable, they're going to be a lot more confident, have better ideas, and they're going to be able to have these breakthroughs, which is ultimately what they're trying to get to.
You know, marketing is such a broad-based term. Give us an example of a business.
Sure. So there's going to be a lot of different types of businesses, all different sizes that will be at the event. But we focus more on the smaller businesses. Maybe they have anywhere between 10 and 50 employees, maybe 100 employees. It depends on the type of business. But they typically have small marketing teams and very low resources. Those are the types of people that we tend to work with and what this event is really for. And ultimately what they're trying to do is – they need to bring new customers in. New customers will help them get growth. And to get new customers, they need more business leads. They need more brand awareness. They need more visitors on their website. They need more people ultimately know that they exist. They need to prove that their solution is the best solution that's out there. And that's really the biggest challenges that these marketing leaders have for smaller businesses. And that's what we're trying to solve for.
Bob, is the situation in Hartford now going to have any influence on this? What I'm talking about, they're talking about bankruptcy in the city of Hartford. Anything will come up at your meeting about this, and will this be a concern?
Well, it's probably for people that are the folks on probably not me as much. So we probably won't be talking about that at the event. But you have to imagine, you know, and the state's, you know, the economic state of Connecticut right now, we've seen it in Detroit, we've seen it in other cities, with the tough times comes massive opportunity. And there are a lot of people starting some very cool businesses and unique ventures here in this state. So I guess maybe indirectly we'll be talking about, once you have this idea, it's starting to come to fruition, maybe you have some venture funding now. Now, how do you take advantage of that so that you can actually take this idea you have and bring it to scale? So I guess that's probably the angle we'll take at it at Impact Live. But we won't be going over too many specific Connecticut issues at the event.
To Bob Ruffalo of Impact Branding and Design coming into Hartford. And they got quite a leadership meeting planned for Hartford. And you know something? This is good for the city.
Well, without a doubt. Impact Live. And Bob, again, the dates for Impact Live are when?
It's August 1st and August 2nd.
Where in Hartford?
At the Society Room. So it's over on Pratt Street. Beautiful facility.
Know exactly where it is. Now, what can people expect? You ran down some of the speakers before. What can people expect attending this event?
Yeah, so they can expect to leave with a plan for growth. They're going to hear from all different speakers and leave with all different ideas. They're going to be able to package that all up so they go back and apply a playbook back to their companies. They can expect to make some really meaningful connections. They expect to have a lot of fun. We're going to have music. We're going to have drinks. The team at Impact is going all out to make this a really, really fun event. And it's 2 days. Like I said, the speaker lineup is something we're very proud of. Selfishly, these are the speakers I know I want to see so I can help continue to grow my business. So I put together a lineup like the dream lineup that I would want to see. And I know it's going to be very, very good for the audience as well. And we have 2 full days of sessions as well as a lot of breaks, a lot of time to get together. We have a game show planned. It's just going to be a really, really damn good time.
How can people attend?
So there's about 200 people that will be at the event. We are getting pretty close to sold out, which is awesome. But if someone is interested in coming, the best way to learn more is to go to impactbnd.com/live, and then you can hit the register button right there. It brings you to an event page or Eventbrite page. And they can just get their ticket right through Eventbrite on that site. And they can also reach out to me if they have any questions on the event. If anyone feels limited by budget and it's something that they can't do and yet the event's still going to be good for them, we still want them there. So if anyone has any questions, they can reach out to me directly and they can find me on LinkedIn. They can message me right through the website as well.
That's a great spot. That's a former bank. That's a great spot where you're having it.
It is. And, you know, my team picked it out. They probably looked at, you know, 20 different locations up in Hartford and they said, Bob, this is the spot we have to be at. It's really cool to have an old vault as well.
Yep. So, that's right.
I think we're trying to figure out how we're going to use that room because it's just so cool.
Bob, I thought this was very interesting what you said earlier about the people who are upbeat about Connecticut and about business and about being entrepreneurial. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm in a very unique position where I get to meet a lot of these people all the time. And there are great little communities that are popping up. You have, you know, Reset up in Hartford. And every, you know, every town, you know, New Haven has a few. So just around the state of Connecticut, there's these little entrepreneurial hubs. And some of the ideas are coming out of that. I'm from Wallingford, and Wallingford has the hub. The hubcap. And there are just some really good young entrepreneurs that are coming up with these amazing ideas, and they're scaling the businesses very quickly. It's amazing watching these little small business, small ideas grow to become $1 million, $2 million, $5 million businesses over 3 to 5 years.
Wow.
There's a lot of smart people in this state. I think the schools in Connecticut do an amazing job. I have the opportunity to spend a lot of time at Central Connecticut and up at UConn, and they're producing some amazing talent right now. So although there are major things, and I think the media will cover the major things, obviously everything with GE and everything going on with Aetna, and it can look very scary, but I don't think the community of entrepreneurs is actually getting its fair shake, because I think that there's some really special things that are starting to happen in the state and will continue to happen in the state.
And that is the reason. You know something? I'm glad you said it that way, because that is the reason. You know, we all love Connecticut. There's no question about it. Dan and I are concerned like everybody else and like you are. But something like this, and you know what pleases me, is that you're going after those who are innovative. You're going after the small business types who can build, as you say, into $1 million to $5 million businesses.
That's right. And there's a lot more of those than there are the Aetnas and GEs in the state as well. So we can fill that gap.
Talk a bit about your business, Impact Branding and Design.
Yeah, everything we do is focused on that market leader, helping them succeed and helping them grow their business. So Impact's been around for about 8 years. Talking about these entrepreneurs, I think we fit into that same bucket and that type of story. You know, I started as just a freelance marketer out of my condo. And for about 6 months, it was just me and, you know, just working off a cell phone and a computer. Got enough business just by knocking on doors, using my friends and family network, and getting any kind of business I could anywhere I could find it. And then it grew to a point where I could hire somebody. I hired my first employee who was working at my condo with me. And then we got an office, hired some interns, made them full-time, brought some more people. And we grew Impact after 8 years. Now we're 35 people here.
Wow.
We have, I would say, about 22 of them are here in the state of Connecticut. We have developed a very strong remote culture as well. And so we have talent really all over the United States. Everywhere, including Florida and San Diego, and they come and visit Connecticut 4 times a year. And all of our clients are, you know, small to mid-sized businesses, and they're all looking to grow. So they have a, you know, a small marketing budget, maybe the equivalent of having 1 or 2 full-time employees that they can invest into their marketing programs. And our job is to help them use that budget in the most effective way so they can bring business in the door.
You know, Bob, what you have shown us this morning, though, by the way you started, using that as an example, that there are many in the state of Connecticut, so we all don't have to just say we're going to close our door. I mean, but these small businesses, you get enough of them, and that's a home run for the state.
That's right, and that's right. And that's, you know, we have all these sessions at Impact Live. This is what my session is all about, is telling our story and how we grew and what our playbook was, because it is very repeatable. You know, I do like finding repeatable processes so we can help other clients and help other companies. And the playbook to grow from you know, $500,000 to $5 million is very, very repeatable. And I'm really excited to be sharing that with as many people as I can, anyone that will listen.
But it's got to start. In this case, it started with you. It's got to start with a passion and a motivation that comes from within. Isn't that correct?
That is absolutely right. And you know, I think you're kind of touching on core values and culture a little bit. And passion is one of our core values. Everybody in our company has to have passion. And if they don't show that passion, they don't show that passion on a daily basis, they can't work for our company. And I think every company needs to really define what is our purpose. And Impact is to help people in the organization succeed. You have to know what your core values are, what you stand for. And ours is passion, helpfulness, dependability. You have to know where you're going, what's the vision for growth. And then once you have all that in place, then you start figuring out what are our strategies to actually make that happen.
What motivated you? What got you going?
My first clients. I think once I was able to start proving that I can help them and they start having some early successes, it's a rush, and everything we've done ever since has been to help more and more people. So it's completely fueled by helping people.
So it really has. I think what you've shown us this morning, Dan and myself, is that this can be done, and there's a lot of folks just like you out there
here in Connecticut.
Here in Connecticut.
That's right. That's right. They absolutely are. And you're going to hear more success stories in the state very, very soon, which is really exciting.
Oh, this is great. Again, tremendous. One more time, details on the event of Impact Live, Bob.
Absolutely. Impact Live 2017, the entire event is bringing sales and marketing leaders together to help each other and to figure out how they can grow their businesses. It's on August 1st and August 2nd here in Hartford at the Society Room. And for more details, if you're interested in coming, it's impactbnd.com/live. And you can register right on the website, or you can reach out to me directly, either via LinkedIn or through the website.
Oh, great
job. Boy, this is terrific.
It really is, Bob. And I'll tell you what, you've given us some motivation this morning.
Yeah.
Because we hear so much of what's going on in Connecticut from a negative aspect, and you've certainly given us a positive jolt this morning. Thanks a million.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It means a lot.